Welcome to day two of the Spring Refresh Challenge. I've prepared 4 jam-packed days of life-changing information that are going to help you lighten your home, lighten your schedule, and your to-do list so that you can finally catch a break and prioritize all the things that you're trying to get done in that little bit of time that you have. This challenge is also going to come with incredible prizes. Here's how it's going to work. Every single day, Monday through Thursday, I am going to be releasing a brand new podcast episode, day 1 through day 4 of this challenge with homework. Don't worry, it's incredibly simple. The only thing you have to do is head over to our community and share your homework. Every day there's going to be a post that goes live to prompt you to just respond to the homework that I give you right here inside of this episode. If you haven't joined that community yet, completely free, you can find it at chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. And guess what? Not only are there daily prizes, but one lucky, super engaged, and the person that is having the most fun is going to win a full ride scholarship into Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz. I'll be announcing the winner of the scholarship live inside of our group this Friday, April 12th. You must be present at that live in order to win your scholarship. Day 2 is gonna rock your world, and I'm so pumped up for this because I know that one of the biggest things that's holding you back from having peace in your life that you desperately desire is the amount of things and stuff you have in your life. Your car, your purse, your drawers, your closet, your cabinets under the bed, the fridge, the garage, it's everywhere. And you know exactly what I mean. But you know what's about to happen, right? Inside of day 2, right here, I'm gonna give you a fast action plan to get your clutter under control so you never have to go back to that way of living again. Are you ready? Let's do this. Day 1 was absolute crazy fire. We had so many women join in and do the homework, and I love it. I love it so much. And guess what? Today's homework is honestly fun. Like, the most fun of them all. All the homework, look, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. All of the homework is so good, and it will honestly help you in so many different ways just by doing this one thing each day. It's going to create a huge ripple effect, but today's homework is like immediate transformation, immediate satisfaction. So please stick around for the homework for today. And as I was reading through all of the homework posts from yesterday, which obviously I really, really, really hope you participate in today. It's very, very simple, but incredibly impactful. I just, honestly, your participation makes me so happy, and I'm beyond excited for the transformation that you're going to be making and seeing family after family, after mom, after mom, after woman come in and participate in this. It's just so cool. And not only does it help you when you participate, but you get to be a huge part of this actual event. And I know it's online and these things are always here, but I want you to know that this stuff that we do online and these events that we set up, they're intended to drive community. And listen, use this podcast to feel connected, because this podcast, although I'm sitting in a room by myself recording it right now, I go and I read your posts and I look at the work that you're doing, and I truly do connect with you. And when that happens, and not just me, but all the people here at chelseajoe.co, we love this so much because you get to take that inspiration and then you get to go connect with other women. So if you're eager to connect, if you're eager to grow, pour into other people too. Not only is it going to help give you a leg up and potentially be the person that we pick to win prizes every day and the big grand prize at the end of the week, but it also really does make other people feel special. It makes them feel seen. And that's what this is all about. So here's the deal. Let's dive in. You got too much stuff. I have too much stuff. We've talked about this on the show so many times, but honestly, it's simple. It's not complicated. You have too much stuff. Most people have too much stuff. And Blaine and I just had a conversation about this morning. Actually, and honestly, I am so guilty as charged when you, especially through the moving process, you know, if you've ever moved, you know how much stuff you have to pack. It's like, wow. And we are about to declutter big time in our house coming up soon. And I, just over the past weekend, I purged my girls' rooms. We went through, got rid of 2 massive trash bags of stuff. And it's such a wonderful process, but it's more than that. And I want to give you a really, really, really good step forward in the direction of how do you get rid of your clutter and then not cycle through that over and over and over and over again. You know, my clutter is nothing compared to what it used to be. My need for things that I already have, except don't judge me on my nail polish. I have too much of that, but that's fun. Anyway, here is why, or more so, here's what most of the time is so complicated about trying to get rid of things. Just like we talked about yesterday with your calendar, there's a lot of emotions tied to not only what we do every single day, but also what we have. And so what we keep and choose to hold on to is tied to how we feel and what we think. Navigating that can be hard for a lot of reasons, but today we're going to focus on one thing, and it's getting rid of clutter. It's doesn't matter if this is hard for you or not, we're going to do it because we don't want you to end up in this cycle where that is what's holding you back. And then even worse than that is, oh yeah, I got rid of some stuff and then it just came back immediately following that. We don't want to be living in this pattern of clutter over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what I hope to bring to you. That's why in the grand scheme of things, I'm not an organizing specialist because I am. I can get super organized, but that's just the first leg of stuff. You can come, you can hire somebody to come and professionally manage your, organize and manage your stuff, right? But it's the system that keeps you from relapsing into bad habits. I want to make this unbelievably easy for you because I know you are about to feel some kind of way when you open up the fridge and you know exactly where to find the cheese and the lunch meat and when you fold your laundry and put it all away in 10 minutes and you know exactly where to find everything and your kids get dressed on their own because their rooms are organized. Like you find things the second that you need it, you're about to feel real great. These things are very, very, very real. Having a life that's organized and is systematic is real and it's unbelievably special. So let's talk about how to get it done. You're gonna feel proud. Like you're gonna feel really proud. You're gonna feel a lot of lightness and relief. And I am pumped for you to go through this. So here's the first thing. Don't be held back by the time or the amount of stuff. So if you don't have enough time and you have way too much to purge, it's very common for people to feel and to say, well, I'm not even going to start with that. It seems too big. But today, we're just going to start. It doesn't have to be planned. It doesn't have to be scheduled in your calendar. And it certainly, 100%, and I encourage 100% that you get to work right now. Get up, stand up, go throw something away. And do this every day of your life. Get rid of things. Donate, donate, donate. Repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. You don't have to buy everything brand new. You can make things last longer than you think. But really what we're here to talk about today is don't be held back by, I've got too much. That downstairs basement or that spare bedroom or that closet, it's too much. Just go in there right now and throw four things away. Just throw a few things away, okay? Number two, be okay with small improvements over time. You're going to be waiting for eternity to come and go again if you wait for the perfect time to get an entire project done. You just don't have time, and neither do I. You don't have to purge everything all at once, so start small. One bag and one drawer at a time. This is vital that you understand this for where we're going at the end of this episode. Number three, follow the rule of 12 months or less. So if you haven't used the thing in a year, get rid of it. If you haven't worn it, if you haven't used it, if you haven't needed it, I don't care if you think you're going to use it again. Get rid of it. I learned this concept when I became an adult and it was the most freeing thing in the whole world. My whole family is very frugal, sentimental, and they love to keep things. And I'm just not like that. I didn't want to be like that. I had to work really hard to not be like that. And I will say the one thing that I had to work hardest at was my clothing. A lot of things, but clothing was like a big thing for me. So wherever you need to go, if you want to start big or small, doesn't matter, but I'm encouraging you to just get started. And when you go to get started, follow the rule of 12 months or less. Number four, use three piles. When you go in and you're trying to get rid of the stuff, we're talking about freshening up, lightening up for spring. What does your mudroom look like right now? What does your garage look like right now? What are the places where things build up? Stuff gets thrown, stuff gets tossed. Maybe it's your island. Maybe it's your office desk. I don't know where it's at in your house, but you knew. I want you to go there and I want you to create three piles. It's a yes, no, maybe, and then you can have a trash pile. So let's call it four. There's a yes, I'm keeping it. No, I'm not keeping it. And the no pile is like donate our trash, right? So it's still three. Okay, let's call it three. Yes, no, maybe. Your no pile is either you're trashing it or you're putting it to Goodwill. And then you have a maybe. So you've got a decision to make. Are we maybe keeping this? I don't know. Is it a hard yes or is it a hard no? Now, once you've gone through all of this work to clean up and purge out just one area of your house or one drawer or one simple space, it's so important to know how to keep it that way, because that's the, what I just told you is the easy part. You don't need a professional to come and help you with this. You really don't. And I don't care how big and how serious this is. You can start doing this right now. We just need to address how we're going to change some old habits. So what's my hack for never going back? You know it. It's to create a system. Let's talk about the system. Having a home management system for your home is non-negotiable. When I say home management system, here's what I'm talking about in relation to the clutter. Where do things go when the kids come home from school? Where do things go when it's winter and we've got excess of the things? I don't know what they are because I live in Arizona, but I can tell you what it looks like in the summertime. We get all the things in summertime and everything gets dumped. And so me, as the person that's creating the home management system, I'm looking at this. Where does the trash go? Where do the excess papers go? What is the clutter that we're talking about? Is it the kids' toys? This has been a huge thing for us. It gets cluttered in these certain areas. The girls' bedrooms get cluttered. Why? Because they don't know where things go. It's always after a holiday, which means we've bought too much stuff for them. They got too much stuff. I'm always looking at what is the system that I'm putting in place. Same thing with the kids' clothes. What is our purging system? How are we building this in daily, weekly, monthly into our lives? That's the system that I want you to create. So before I tell you about today's homework, you are not going to want to miss day three for tomorrow, because we are going to crush your to-do list into very, very small, manageable lists of quick to-dos that you hit only once or twice a week. Can you imagine what that's going to feel like? But I'm not going to go there, because I want you to stay super focused on getting rid of some stuff. And we're going to do this together. I made this a very short episode on purpose, because instead of listening to me talk, you're going to go get to work. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get started. Today's homework, go fill a bag. Get a grocery bag or get a big bag, like a lawn size bag or a trash bag. Go fill it. I don't care if you have to go into four bedrooms or if you go into the pantry. You know how much stuff you have in your pantry that you need to throw away? Go fill a bag. That's it. It's so simple. You're going to take a picture of that bag and you're going to post it inside of our community. So chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. There's going to be a post there that says day two homework. You're going to take a picture of the bag that you filled and you're going to drop it in. We're going to put a little check mark next to your name, and then somebody is going to win a prize for day two. Just like somebody won a prize yesterday for day one. And at the end of the week, somebody is going to, yep, I'm going to tell you again, get access into Systemize Your Life, which is where I sell my home management system to you so you don't have to create your own. I will give you exactly what to do every day, every week, every month so that you can have your schedule, your to-do list, your cleaning, and your family involved the way that you've been dreaming about it. Somebody's going to win that for free on top of Systemize Your Biz. Not only that, but you're going to get access to it in a VIP situation, which means you get our private student community and you get all the coaching support with it, with community calls, bonus content. It's amazing. Somebody's winning it for free. You just got to show up and participate every single day. So, are you ready to go fill a bag? I'm going to fill a bag with you. And I really thought hard about taking a picture of the bags that we filled over the weekend and cheating and posting it. I was like, nah, I got something else I can throw in a bag. So I'm going to do it right along with you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see all of your pictures. And I cannot wait to see you back here for day 3 tomorrow of the Spring Refresh Challenge.